Did you know Tony Mary? She was telling me that her son finished school, finished college and taught and went in the service. He was a good student.
I know.
Well, it's especially to a teacher to see a child that, you know, really enjoys studying and wants to study it, really.
Yeah, Connor was always hard to learn. Connor was hard to learn. And if Bo tried to help her, she'd get nervous, forget everything she knew.
Yeah.
And so we took her to the doctor, and Dr. Jackson told us not to bother her if she didn't learn, to just let him leave her alone, because it was best that she was nervous.
Yes, I think it's the wrong thing to, and I think sometimes at home, I know with mine, you know, I could have helped him, and yet it looked like it was hard to help him at home.
And Bo hollered a little bit, and she just go away. What she knew, she forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Jackson said, just leave her alone. And she said since she married, she was going back to school, but she never did go back.
I have a friend that has a little boy in the first grade, and she said he just wasn't doing well at all. She just gets so aggravated with him.
I know.
I said, well, now don't fuss at him. That's the wrong thing to do.
That's what happened.
She's,
with Connie, see, when she was in the first grade, she always loved children, babies, and this Julia, I don't know who she married. She's not a Holloway now, but she was a Holloway. But instead of her making Connie stay in class teaching, Connie would love the baby. She'd have her baby out blessing the baby. And so when Mommy found out, she went over there and raised the roof, but it was too late. See, Connie had to pass that. And that was the beginning. Connie didn't even, couldn't even sit two tables, anything. Sure couldn't. Didn't know her ABC, didn't know anything. But when Mommy found it out, she broke it up, but it was too late to tell her letting her be in class. She didn't have her outside playing.
Well, they're stricter now about that, I think.
That's right. See, that's been a long time ago when Connie first started
school. Yeah, I know. Out at Aldora, they said, I taught it there, that they used to bring the little sisters a long time ago and brothers, you know.
Unless you did.
But they don't let them. I know right before Christmas, this little girl, I know her mother, she brought a little cousin in. And the little girl is, all right, but she talks like, you know, and I said, Mr. Harris, we better tell them something about this company or we're going to, and I know, you know, that her mother had gone shopping or gone off somewhere that day. She just sent her, and she didn't cause too much trouble, but I was just thinking about what it could start, you know, and what it could start.
That's right. And see, this was her child. She should have had somebody nursing her child at home. She'd bring to school. She'd get it done for nothing.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea to do that.
It's not. Not good at it all. But they do it. And so many of these out in here won't even send the kids to school. I saw Gus Underwood out in here twice last week. He carried one or two of the children to school.
Yeah, we are supposed to send a report in on them if they're out 4 days in a row. So I have one little white girl. They just... And she's a nice little girl, but her mother and daddy back up in it, our mother. So I'll send a report and he'll go to see her. She'll come back. She'll make it back 4 days before
she... But what happened in this part, the daddy saw her, he didn't give him 2 months straight, gave it to him Friday. He was on a probation. He didn't do bound like he was supposed to do, but all during the snow, they didn't have any heat.
Oh.
In the water, and they stayed out here with the grandmama, half barefooted, playing in the snow. I don't think they even had a cold at all. It's good to those that can't help themselves. Half bareheaded, and nothing to wear, nothing at all. They're just pitiful.